as a kid. Only 12 years old, not the popular type. Always sitting on his own, people always pointing fingers, just pointing at his flaws, saying he acts so different. He ain't like us at all, but what makes him different is the past that he has. He always lived with his mom and never knew his dad. Sad, but they never cared to ask, so he hides his pain, but it's getting hard to mask. And he can't find comfort in friends,
'cause they're fake.
They don't understand him at all,
'cause they say
just ignore it, and it will soon fade. But how can you ignore it when the world calls you gay as an insult? And sadly, it's mostly from the Christians that do a lot of judging but never seem to listen. And if this is how we love, then we have it all wrong, and we gotta do better. So let it start with the song. Am I wrong for wanting what you want? You say you understand, but your actions say you don't. Am I wrong for feeling how I feel? You don't even know this pain that I conceal. Am I wrong for wanting what you want? You say you understand, but your actions say you don't. Am I wrong for feeling how I feel? You don't even know this pain that I conceal. And on the other side, there's a 12-year-old in the same class, but not the same home. He was raised by both parents, and his life was taught to love people regardless of the type. And he had a heart for the type of people who were different. He didn't care who they were or if they're Christian. He wanted to be like Jesus when he ate with the sinners. He understood that this life wasn't made for just winners. You see, grace was the place that he knew to always run to. So he had a mission to lead people and introduce them to a grace that is found, hung on the cross where mercy abounds. So one day he saw that kid in the lunchroom all by himself, and their time was gonna be up soon. He felt compelled to sit down even knowing it was random. He started asking questions and hoping he could understand them, forgetting that he sees a lot of things differently. This never mattered, he just took the opportunity to love on this guy who always sees judgment and show one bad egg never spoils the dozen. Am I wrong for wanting what you want? You say you understand, but your actions say you don't. Am I wrong for feeling how I feel? You don't even know this pain that I conceal. Am I wrong for wanting what you want? You say you understand, but your actions say you don't. Am I wrong for feeling how I feel? You don't even know this pain that I conceal.
And on the outside, there's people like me, saying I'm a Christian, yet always failed to be the hands and feet of the person that I worship, perfecting my attendance in the churches, man. I'm silently struggling with addiction to pornography. My closest friends know and still accept me like it ought to be, but that sin is different. It's hard to understand, like, how can you be a man and like another man? Then I read about Jesus and how he loved all. Even in the worst of places, he still walked to the lowest of people and saw them as worth it. And I'm far from being there, and I'm so far from perfect. For years I looked at people who were different, who didn't sin like me, like they just don't get it. Like they were in a whole other category of people who would never understand God's story. Then I found out some people who were close to me were living that lifestyle, and that's where they chose to be. So I was caught in a weird place, wanting to give grace, but I was so clouded on what his word really states. Because I heard so many Christians say they don't deserve it. They decided to live that way, so they gotta earn it. Like it wasn't given to me, and my sin wasn't bad, but that's not it, because I gave my sin all I had. But hold on, let me make this clear. Even though some of you are still only gonna hear what you wanna hear, I'm not endorsing the homosexual lifestyle. I'm just saying we need to talk this out, because nobody wanted to do it. So I guess I'll start the conversation, and I'm ready to bring truth back to the world with no hesitation. And listen, I know this is a song nobody wanted to listen to, but Christians, look at the opportunities the Lord has given you and me to be the love this world needs, not to prove a point, but so others see Christ in us and look towards him and start looking to him to find peace in us.